Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and make meaningful progress toward your goals. What's a decision you've been holding back from making in your business? Today, I'm sharing an exciting update. Well, I think it's exciting because it's something I've been thinking about for a while, but I've been hesitant to commit to. I've been thinking about and haven't gone public with yet that I'm focusing my work in the financial services industry, specifically working with advisors and leaders who are growing and scaling firms. This likely isn't a huge surprise. I worked in the industry prior to launching my business, have interviewed numerous wealth management advisors on the podcast, and serve many clients in the industry. But it still feels a little scary to say it out loud. But it also feels right. And that's how you know you're making the right move. Now, you might be wondering, Kristen, why are you sharing this with me? And two reasons come to mind. One, you might be considering narrowing your focus or defining a niche in your own business and feel some hesitation around doing that. And two, this decision impacts the direction of the podcast. Let's take a step back and I'll share how I got here. Over the past few years, I started to notice that my work has been shifting. When I started my business, I positioned myself as a goal achievement coach. Earlier in my career, I was coaching new advisors, and a lot of those conversations were around activity and building momentum, client acquisition, and hitting goals. I've also always had a natural pull towards goals. I used to have goal setting calls with friends. Yes, I would literally schedule conversations on the calendar monthly with friends that said goals calls. And then when I taught cycle classes, I would dedicate a class at the beginning of the year and talk all about goals. So goal achievement felt like a very natural place for me to start when I started my business. Over the last year, I started to notice that the conversations I'm having with clients are different. The clients I started working with back in 2019 and 2020 have grown. They've moved into leadership roles, or they've decided that they want to build a firm. They're building teams, they're developing people. And I've realized that I've grown as a coach right alongside them. Now, goals are still part of many of my conversations and the work that I do, but we're also talking about how to grow and scale a financial services firm. We're talking about leadership topics and execution and how to get not just my individual client to execute, but how to get members of their team to execute. And I've realized that I do some of my best work as a coach when I'm helping my clients slow down and think. The clients I tend to work with are ambitious. They're building something, and growing a firm comes with making a lot of decisions. Some of the clients I work with are even still serving their own books of clients, and some are fully focused on leadership. But either way, their clients are full. They're going from meeting to meeting, and they're switching between leading their team, serving clients, thinking about growth, thinking about recruiting, thinking about developing others. There's a lot that comes at them every single day. And when we get on a coaching call, I'm creating the space for them to slow down and think. I'm asking questions, I'm challenging their thinking, and I'm helping them work through these decisions that they know they need to make. They might be scared to make, they might be delaying making the decision, or maybe they just want a sounding board as they think through the decision. And I hear this feedback all the time. I hear, thank you for helping me think through that. So I decided to lean into the work that was already happening and formalize it. I decided to fully embrace my role as a leadership and execution partner. This means I'm helping my clients grow on their leadership journeys. Sometimes we're talking about growing confidence. Sometimes we're talking about their identity as a leader, how they're showing up as a leader. And sometimes we're thinking through structure or having recruiting conversations or having conversations around how they're developing their team. And for execution, I'm helping them take the ideas that they have and actually move them forward. I've noticed that a lot of leaders have great planning sessions, but what matters is what happens after the planning session. It's how they turn those ideas into action. It's how the leaders need to think through delegation and prioritization and figuring out how things get done inside the business. And I picked the word partner very intentionally. My style blends both coaching and consulting. Some conversations are about helping a client think through a decision, as I've mentioned. Others are more strategic, you know, how we're structuring something in their business, how we're executing, how we're getting their team aligned. So the work doesn't just stay focused on one part of their business. We might be talking about their personal practice and shifting into leadership, then shifting into their vision. The work grows and evolves as they grow. And I'm right there alongside them as it happens. And so I'm sharing this story with you because when you think about narrowing your focus or choosing a niche, a lot of emotions start to come up. You might even think, what about the people who don't fit this direction? Am I closing myself off from opportunities? Or am I putting myself in a box? And I thought all of those same things as well. I've thought about focusing on the financial services industry for a while, but I hesitated because I didn't want to limit what was possible. But when you try to keep everything open, you end up diluting your message, your work, and your impact. And I think we tell ourselves the opposite. We think if we keep our message broad, we're keeping more opportunities open. But when you define your niche and get clear on who you're speaking to, your message lands stronger, your ideas get clearer, and your work is able to go deeper, allowing you to make more of an impact. If you're thinking about doing this in your own business, start with looking at where you're already doing your best work. Who are the clients you enjoy working with? What are the conversations you find yourself having over and over again? The answers are usually good indicators of where you should focus. Once you've identified a niche, say it out loud and be willing to test it. I shared with a client recently who's considering niching down that you can always change your niche or evolve it if needed. I think sometimes we treat these decisions like they're final, like once we say it, we're locked in. And that's not true. Take this podcast, for example. If you've been listening to Elite Achievement since the beginning, you know this show has evolved over time. It started as a place to share goal achievement ideas. Then I focused more on service-based businesses. Last year, I explored what it means to achieve at a high level. And now, with the clarity I have around my work and who I'm serving, it makes sense for the podcast to evolve again. Moving forward, the focus of this show is going to be on financial advisors and leaders who are building and growing firms. Because of this new direction for the podcast, I'm going to be taking a short pause from releasing new episodes. There's a lot that goes into running a podcast on top of coaching clients and running a business, and I want to give this the time and attention it deserves. This break gives my team and I the space to think through the direction and make a few updates behind the scenes, so when we come back, it reflects where things are going. The goal is to be more intentional about the conversations we're having and to go deeper on the topics that matter most to the clients I'm working with. If you've been listening for a while, I appreciate you being here. And even if you're not in financial services, I encourage you to listen when we come back. Some of the best ideas come from outside your industry. One of my favorite podcasts to listen to is actually a real estate podcast. And a lot of what they talk about applies directly to the work my clients are doing and the work I'm doing in my own business, even though it's a real estate podcast. If you want to know when new episodes are released, make sure you're following the show. You can also join my email list through the link in the show notes. I'll send an update when the first new episode goes live. As you think about your own business and the decisions you might be avoiding or holding back on, just remember, growth often requires a level of discomfort. You showed up and invested in your growth, and that commitment adds up. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I hope you're leaving with an idea you'll implement to move closer to your goals. If today's insight inspired you, I'd love for you to leave a review and let me know what stood out. And be sure to follow Elite Achievement so you never miss an episode.